Oh, damn, I already started, so.
Should I?
How loud do you think that is?
It's probably pretty loud.
Alright.
It's just let it
sound. Okay, it's gonna be like we're down at the, it's gonna be like we're down at the bayou. Cause that's how moist we're about to get.
Hey, anyway.
I was born on the bayou.
Where are you now? It's interesting. It's interesting. What was I about to say? Oh yeah. Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back.
To the PT.
PT getting hot.
Oh yeah. You're getting warm in here.
Hot on the track.
Hot blooded and hot bodied.
Oh yeah. And we're always keeping it tight.
Oh for sure. Otherwise we concede the name. We have honor. If you can keep it tighter than us, fine. Fine. You earned it.
You earned it. I give you that respect.
That was pretty tight. That's pretty tight. Now, should we jump right into what we were talking about before we begin?
Sure. Why not? No, actually.
Because we might lose some of our. All right then.
I want you to talk about your.
Oh, we'll start there about my little.
Your suburban conditions.
Well.
Because what was that? What was that? That was coming. That was stemming from something.
I had said something about being ghetto fabulous, or you said something about being ghetto fabulous. Yeah. Because I said something about buying out the pool and in this very ghetto gated community.
That's right. That's right.
Like pulling out a stack and just being like, yeah, hey, I'm gonna buy out the pool area, the community pool area for about the next 5 hours. Blah.
Probably like $200.
If even. 200 though, probably, yeah, you probably be solid. And be like, alright, you're gonna need this key. So just hold on to this and give it back to us. Have fun. Can we come? That's probably all you're gonna get. It's probably all you're gonna hear.
Yeah.
And then. See, it won't work, though, because I'm pretty sure they either hop this fence or the lock don't work. Because they be in there at any time they want to. I got home at, like, 4 in the morning. They just in the pool chilling.
4 in the morning.
4 in the morning. That's pretty cool. Even know. Is it, though? I don't like how it feels. I don't like hearing water splishing around when I'm, you know, I'm not fully paying attention. I'm getting home tired. Got my earbuds in. Can't fully even tell. I don't want to hear water splishing, spooking me as I'm running up the stairs.
Yeah, but an early morning swim does sound good. I can fuck with that.
It's pleasant, but the idea of it is less pleasant in the hood. I'm like, well, And during the pandemic, it's all, for me, it's a lot less. Appealing. But, alright, you know, that is what it is. From that, we were talking about, because I said, I'm going to be somewhere closer to ghetto fabulous than I am, like, you know, uber fancy. Because, as far as living in the burbs, or something, you know, as far as that goes, I don't trust it. I don't trust the surroundings, how I might be viewed. People want to possibly take me out and kill me in secret because it's like, hey, you know what? He has a big house. We can make it look like something pretty easy. He lives way out here in the burbs. Only select few of people out here. We can string a nice little story together. The closer you get out there is when it feels like they can just, you know, we can just wipe over you.
Kind of.
It can happen in the hood too, you know, it can happen in the hood. Yeah. But it feels like less common because people don't want to go to the hood. It's like, man, we got to go to the hood to get him. Can we wait till he leaves the hood? Can we just wait till he leaves? And then get him.
But they're already in the hood.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I guess it's just that's my mentality. So when I look at it, I'm like, if I'm in the burbs, the way I want my like, if I'm mentioning, I got a mansion. Or I'm imagining I have a mansion. I'm going to want it set up in ways that I can use to my advantage if they came for me so I could be a step ahead. For instance, like you said, trap doors.
Yeah.
Some trap doors, because it's going to annoy them that they're like, wow, so we didn't invade this place with full stealth.
Technically, what you could do is just buy a house and then have fake blueprints made. And just never show anyone the real blueprints.
That's okay. That's true. That's true. Also, something about that feels like they can monitor, like, then when I go make edits and add the stuff, they can monitor it, like, and keep, like, oh, that, that. Oh, cool, there's a little dungeon down there. You put a hatch on the side of the wall. There's two guns behind that mirror. All right, cool, cool.
Double guns behind
the mirror. Double guns. So if it's that desperate, I can just pull them out, just...
You gonna shatter the mirror?
Yeah.
Dang.
Because I want it to be where also somewhere in my house is a camera so that when they give it to him, it ain't no mysterious shit. You gonna see how I went out. He went out doing some heroic shit. He went doing diehard
shit. So you want your life to end like the movie Scarface?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's yeah. Because that's kind of... That's kind of bullshit. Like, you know.
You want to be in a big ass, extra nice house with weapons everywhere that you can pull out while talking shit and going out hard for the cameras.
If you're not going to pull up on me up front, then all right, I have to make sure you're not, you so don't get to just bury me. You're going to
try and provoke niggas to attack you at your home.
No, no, no.
So you can have trap doors with you popping out with weapons. Murdering them it's on not camera.
That I'm provoking them. I'm just saying, if you're trying to that sneak me, that would be a me,
pretty hard rap.
I'm not letting you bury like, me.
Persona.
Yeah, nah, definitely. It adds to it immediately. But I'm saying, I'm not letting you try and cover this up and make it to where, oh, we don't know what happened. Whatever happens, somewhere in there is footage of, wow, he did a lot of crazy stuff. You see that? He slid in through that vent. He covered himself in oil and slid through that vent to get away from them. He actually landed pretty hard. He hit his head because he went straight down the vent to the next room onto the floor.
You just had a ring of oil already in the vent. That way when you slid through, it just coated your body I'd automatically.
Completely slide my way through. That's some shit I'd do too. Because they're going to be like, he's not doing it. I don't think he's doing that. He wants to survive.
Put too much oil. Slid too fast.
Slid, yeah. They get while they're finding me, they don't know that, oh, he's actually stopped getting away for a while because he had knocked he's himself knocked out. It's pretty movie worthy, too. They're going to want to remake it into a movie. That's what this society does. Because it's probably going to be like a 16 minute long escape video through my house. Like 16 to 20 minute escape video. They're trying to narrow down all the spots that I haven't gotten, and I'm weaseling through to each one.
They're going to find your skeleton years later.
Now, see, that's the ultimate goal. Because I'm like, all right, if I got to just hide it out for the rest, if that's what they're going to do.
Was that the plan?
They never got me.
That's the plan?
They tried to dog me out. They never got me.
Slide through this vent into this room that I've hidden my...
That is only as entry by oil vents. If you oil yourself up and slide through these vents, you can get in. If you don't have the...
Try not to die.
The gall to take this concussion, for one. Slather yourself in oil. Take your clothes off because it's probably a body size vent. But it's a
poorly calculated concussion. Like, it's one you can't recover from.
You have to, yeah, you do have to take it. You have to also have the wit to, I have to wake up and react and be ready to move on to the next phase.
But you didn't. That's the thing, you miscalculated the concussion, so now no one's gonna actually be able to take it.
I like to think I'm gonna wake up with still enough time to move on to the next, like, area that I've made. The only thing is, if they're really trying to get me, I don't know if I can have built enough areas in my place to just keep evading. It ain't gonna be made that way.
See, I think that was the problem, and that's why I don't think you made it. Is because since someone was actually chasing you, you went fast.
I jumped through. I jumped fast down it.
So it sped you down the vent.
And probably because as I was running to it, I thought, should I jump through legs first? And I was like, nah, I'm not just going to break my ankles.
You
remembered like
as you were sliding through the vent, you were like, I forgot to put a landing pad.
I wasn't done building this portion of the escape.
You realized once you saw how fast you were going, you're like,
full
shit.
Full speed dive through a vent into a concussion. So I'm Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
In a sense. I just went full Danny Bryan.
Owen Hart.
Ah, oh, that's when Burns, but yeah.
Yeah.
But, yep. Now, so what's better? What do you think is the better, the cooler story to have on my record? Find my skeleton way later? Or, you know, that's how they finally got me. I concussed myself. They caught me because I was, you know.
That's the same story.
Nah.
Yes, it is.
Like, they find me concussed, but, you know, like, at around that time, a little bit later, like, shortly after.
So they catch you.
They did catch me. But it took all that. Like, that was the final stop. He slid through a vent.
How long before
they found you? And it would have been the perfect escape if he didn't go through so hard and bust his head. How long before
they found you, though?
Let's give me a little credit and let's say it took, like...
Did you beat Osama?
Well, what was... How long was...
Well, I mean, you didn't get caught until 2014, so...
Oh, well, no, I was thinking no longer than, like, an additional 10 hours.
Oh, no. Because it's like...
No respect for that?
That good. They still found you pretty fast.
They probably saw the ring of oil on the vent. They're like, you think he...
They saw you shoot.
They saw my clothes. The clothes laying side by side.
That's what made you slide so fast. Your body was naked. It was just oil and body. Sliding fast.
So at what stage were the clothes off? Because if I never stopped, I was in the middle of running, I never stopped. That means somewhere within the escape, I knew I was going to have to go through that trap and got the clothes off ahead of time. Because I was like, oh, the oil vent is coming up. It was like American Ninja Warrior. I was like, oh, it's time.
No, I thought that it just, you know, pinched him off as you slid
it
through.
It pulled. Well, I did say it was a body side of the van.
Yeah, so just that's what I imagined.
Oh, well then, yeah. It's like definitely a doggy door. No more than like 4 hours. Because they'd be like, all right, we just got to find a way into this.
Just slide down feet first.
Yeah.
Just land on top of you.
Land on him. I see him.
Oh, look, I can see him down there. He's dropped down on his ass.
Yep, he's out. That blood, he's concussed. Might be dead already.
Yeah, that's... Nah, I don't like that.
Yeah, actually, nah. Okay, in hindsight, one of them's way better. Going out like a famous pirate, and they find my skeleton, and like a gun sitting on me, that would be pretty hard. That would be pretty cool. Gun in my lap. Skeleton in the corner.
What if you were already a skeleton after like 4 hours?
Oh my god. Like, hey, wasn't he? How long has he been?
So then
here?
Now you're like an unexplained mystery. Now you're like a, you know, like,
that's gonna
believe it or not, because you're gonna be like, how?
That's gonna be the bigger thing, because they're gonna be like, okay. Well, now we know why he did all this. That's going to flip the narrative on me. Like, oh, he's something else. That's why his house was made like that. He's trying to hide whatever he was. He's not normal.
People are probably going to be thinking you're actually still alive, but that's not your skeleton.
Yeah. Either way, what we're saying is that one's the way more legendary outcome. Yeah. I don't know why I even... that's way harder. Now... With the concussion, though, part of what I was thinking is that I get up, actually, as I was saying. I survive. And when I do, there's going to be one last section. There's actually supposed to be one last one. And it was going to be like a two-in-one. So it's a walk-in. Like a heated area and a walk-in frozen area. And the frozen area has food in it. And the heated area is obviously so I can survive the harsh, you know, whatever happens. I have warmth. To make sure my body's straight. And it was going to be legendary because that part was going to look, I was going to find a way to make it look like it's just a wall. So when they get to the final room, they're like, so where did he go? Where can he be? And that's why I was saying they'd make a movie about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Just disappear. I'd much rather that than them wipe me off the face of the earth and be like, oh yeah, it was a it was a ninja.
So why don't
you
just live in this small house?
And build everything that I just said under. Just tunnel down. Because earthquakes.
Still.
Don't you feel like it's more dangerous being in the cracks? Being in the plates that are shifting? I don't know.
If you're building them right in the plates that are shifting in California or something.
I don't know. Seems more.
But they're gonna shift. Like, whether it's still gonna shift either way. Like.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm built to be on the surface.
But you're not. You're gonna be hiding underneath.
Cause they made me. I choose this life.
That doesn't change the fact.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Tunnel down. But don't you want to flex?
On who?
All of them. On everybody. Trying to flex.
From, I want to say from the grave, but you're not dead. You're just underground.
Because what the ultra statement is that, yeah, you thought it was just going to pull up and it was just a lavish mansion. I was just a rich dude, unsuspecting. Nah, I'm a rich dude who's also ready for it. You're not about to just pull up on me like that. I'm set. I was ready for you to bring that war to me.
Yeah, but that's gonna happen one time. And it might happen pretty early on.
So what are you saying? Are you getting at?
So all the time after that, you're just gonna be in hiding. No one's gonna really know you like that. Who are you flexing on? You're not around to flex on anybody.
Because then it's like a landmark. We don't know where he is, but that's pretty dope. If he is alive, that's pretty dope. If he's gone, still pretty dope.
No, how?
Because we don't really know that they got it. They didn't get satisfaction of being able to say that they caught it.
But they have your house.
If they got my house, they got a nice-ass house. They ain't no small little house. That's what I'm saying.
Why are you building a nice house for them? For you basically to give to them. If you're going to just escape into hiding anyway, why are you giving them a nice-ass house?
Because they know who it really was. It was mine. They just stole everything I had. They took it all. But this is a dramatic scenario anyway, alright? Pretty dramatic.
Sure is.
And I feel like what we're not realizing is how dramatic yours would be. Because knowing you, and the things that you said before we started recording, yours is probably dramatic in a way that you probably just don't realize. Of how you'd approach being haunted in your own home.
I don't recall.
Well, your words were being strapped with lots and lots of guns. And you said something that I think you said living... was that in a really big house, lots and lots of guns, very far out or something like that?
Well,
wasn't that long ago.
That wasn't really about getting attacked in the home, but
maybe not that specifically, but that's your plan for, okay, if they do pull up.
Yeah, shooting.
Yeah.
And stabbing them. If they get closer than that. Stab.
Okay, and then what about, like, what I'm pointing out, if where you're at, if they're able to, what you don't realize is whatever day-to-day form of life you're living, they know the blueprints of the place you're living in.
And they get in.
What's to give you confidence that they're not just going to know exactly how to hit you one quick fell swoop, as they call it, I think.
Alright. Not really getting to know for sure. But someone's gonna get probably killed in the process.
So yours is more like, hey, what you doing here?
Yeah.
Alright, alright.
Yeah. You know you weren't supposed to be in here.
You know you're not supposed to be in here. Hey, get out. If you can run faster than these bullets, yeah, exactly. Get out. Alright.
That's how it goes.
Plain and simple.
I'm not saying that I'm not going to be taken, but someone's being taken with me.
Yeah. I can't help but want to put up the best fight, and I know I'm going to need advanced tactics as technology and things like that advance. So, like, my knowledge of technology isn't growing enough, so I better at least be decking. I better be having some type of plan. Better be on some Da Vinci shit.
But see, that's the reason why, to me,
that might be my best shot.
Smaller fort, easier to defend.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. To a degree. I do feel smaller fort, you need to go ahead and defend the perimeter. Or if I'm using that right, the perimeter.
Yeah, I agree. This is a weird episode.
It is. The listeners are definitely waiting for the shift of like, all right, cool, now we've actually begun. So what is the shift?
What is it? I was wondering the same thing.
What were we gonna talk about? And then you said, no, I'll do this first.
We were talking about how, basically, Leon Edwards.
Oh, yeah. We were just basically. He did give a respectable performance. I don't know if that's the general review. But I would say respectable is a fair grade to give the performance.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know who we're talking about, Leon Edwards fought this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
UFC 263. Fought Nate Diaz. Did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Did a really good job. Almost lost it in the final minute of the fight, though.
Yeah. You kidding if you thought we weren't going to mention that.
But now it's kind of getting overlooked because of the results. Not because of the result, because he won the fight, but because of the lack of a finish. The lack of a decisive victory.
Did he even... And see, that's what we're going to do. I'm trying to give him respect, but I will go ahead and critique in certain ways. Do you recall him, per se, rocking Nate?
Somewhat. I think he landed a combo that looked to kind of gain
Nate's
attention and make him take him a little serious.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll give him that. But, like, that's where he got as far as the finish goes.
Yeah.
But still, with that critique, as I was saying before we began, the main thing I was giving him, before I felt it was worthy to go ahead and be like, hey, let's go ahead and commend and actually review the performance. That would be, in my opinion, I might be overlooking someone, the best, like, composure and, like, not letting the Diaz, or at least Nate Diaz's style, break him. It broke him, like, very here and there. I felt like you could see it start to shake him. He's slipping into it a little bit there. He almost wanted to let it sink in.
No, he definitely did a great job. He did a great job at sticking to the game plan, staying relaxed, not overexerting himself, adjusting to the damage of the fight, to the way that the fight changed. He started out, he had that leg kick working. Halfway through the fight, he didn't have it working anymore. He hurt his foot. But he still stayed. No one noticed because of how calm and composed he was.
I was going to say that. It didn't seem like anyone noticed.
Because he adjusted to it without really ever reacting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he definitely earned my respect. I'll give him that.
And he could have still gotten finished. Yes, he did have to hug. He had to hug for his survival. Not gonna lie. But he did hang in there. He did what he had to do.
Yeah, and he only did it in the final minute after being in dire straits with where he was at, like after getting hit by that left hand. He only did it as a last resort. We've seen people go in and that's their main game plan against Nate Diaz. He went in and he refused to do that until he absolutely had to.
Let's be real. You don't put on a performance like that. Like, you don't earn a victory that everyone's like, okay, that's a victory. Whatever you want to say about that is, but he's winning this fight. And not do everything you can, how desperate it may be, to hold on to it. So, come on now. So go, good job. And then we were also talking about, though.
Well, if we're bringing up that, then we should say the other, mention the other fights on that card, too.
Yeah, you're right. Let me see. Who would you, where would you go to? Since I brought
up the other to Moreno and Figueiredo.
All right, good. I thought that's what you would say.
It's going to be a little late, but Viva Mexico.
Yeah. Part of, first thing I want to say kind of is like, I don't really feel any confidence in my picks anymore. And it's not to say like I didn't expect Moreno to win. So don't think that's where I'm going with this. It's just that my picks, when you base your pick off of like a performance and how you see a person winning a fight and what you think they're going to need to be able to do to win a fight, I'm including that in me making my picks.
Mm.
And people keep performing and winning fights in ways I'm like, that's not the way I thought he was going to win that. If True. He was going to win it, that's not what I thought he was going to do. It's not the performance I thought he was going to
put on. What that tells you is that now the skill level is at a much higher level.
Yes. And that's why I don't want to make it sound like I'm just, you know, but credit to Bran Moreno because he's displaying that. He's displaying, this is a level. I trained for this. I waited for it since my last performance. I knew I was going to drill it out. And I went and drilled out that W.
Yep.
And I don't know. I just felt it. I'm pretty sure everyone did. The energy in the arena and the energy of like everyone on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure everyone felt that together.
Yeah, that was a very awe-inspiring performance.
I was smiling during the fight. The way I normally smile for people when they do, like, when they do have a good performance and prove themselves after.
Yeah.
That was the one I had already because I was like, wow.
He's doing it.
When we had, remember when we were talking about Awakenings? We were talking about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
That's what he did. I was like, wow, he's having an awakening.
That was definitely a really cool moment. That was one of the best moments of the year, I would say, for sure.
It feels like now, too, I don't know if you can agree with this, one of the differences feels like a lot of people have honed in on their mental game of what it is. I felt like we were at an era where everyone was very crisp with the technique. Mm-hmm. Not saying they're not now, but I'm saying the edge now.
Now that's the next, that's the next fold.
The edge now is certain people are just zoning in, tapping in though, okay, this is me at best self. I can tap in the best potential by getting my mind there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we saw from Brandon.
As far as Davison Figueiredo, I think it's time for him to go up.
Yeah. Because in a way, if you remember how I was putting it, it kind of looked like he was pulling out a lot of tricks out of his bag and none of them were working. But then when I realized what you were saying, I realized it was a combination of, like, both things. He has the talent. It's not like he couldn't do anything to match Bran Moreno.
Yeah.
It was that he's like, okay, in reality, it don't matter what of my skills and my repertoire that I pull out right now, because I can't really execute him at this level with my gas tank.
Yeah. He could feel it.
Yeah.
What we were witnessing, he was feeling. But we were witnessing and watching Brandon Moreno pull off that performance. He was feeling, he was like, oh no, he's on another level tonight. He's definitely different from the first time I fought him.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a moment in there, I think he was either walking to or sitting on his stool where he was smiling like, wow, he's really doing this to me. This is really a performance I'm having as the champion. Or he's having as the challenger, I mean.
He also knew, he knew he had a bad weight cut. He had to know that his energy levels weren't going to be there. I think he thought he was going to be able to do some sort of damage before he was energy-less. And once he got to that point so fast, his energy was drained so fast, he was like, I haven't even hurt him. I haven't even done anything significant yet. He's been working me the whole time.
Yeah. That's a baffling L. He probably feels like, wait, Like, the weight cut, if, I'm sure he knows. I'm sure he knows that was bad. But there is parts of that he probably feels like, wow.
So I say,
I let that one slip.
If I'm matchmaker, I think Davidson should go up to 35. And they should reschedule a fight that was originally going to happen for the flyweight belt between him and Cody. Because Cody really has no business going down to 125 either. His arms are short, but he's still a stocky dude.
Yeah.
And he's getting older. It's not going to get any easier to cut that weight. And right now, that's why he's getting beat up in decisions by Rob Font and not getting knocked out. Because he's not dehydrated. If he goes to 125, he's losing his chin. He's not going to have his chin anymore. We've seen it happen to pretty much everyone who's dropped down there.
I'm not really arguing that. I'm just like, Figueiredo is a bit of a bummer. And Cody, at this point, I mean, he is kind of getting beat on.
Yeah, but at 35, he can still withstand it. At 125, he's not going to be able to take it at all.
I know, I'm just saying, because you're saying that's the fight you want to see.
I think that's the fight they should make because they're both coming off losses. It was a fight that was supposed to happen before. And stylistically, they're the type of fighter that they would like to fight. They both want to fight each other.
Okay, all right. I'm going to make an early call on that one, though. And I'm going to say Figueiredo. I'm pretty sure he has that one. I'm going to say Figueiredo.
It's crazy because, yeah, even though he's coming up from 25... and he's a little shorter, his arms are longer for sure.
Yeah, no, got it.
But by not having the height, Cody can make up for his lack of reach by being a little taller.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be a pretty even match.
If it's a night where he has his head moving on.
Yeah, now he can't treat him like how he was treating Rob Font. He can't sit there in front of him and wait to bomb. Which I know he's probably going to still try and do anyway, but that's basically what Figueiredo does. He waits like this, trying to get you to throw something so he can bomb you over
here. Scary thing, though, is we've seen if Figueiredo realizes he can eat your power, or if he tastes the shot and he's like, oh, I don't need to weigh too much. I'm about to take off a little
He'll
bit.
He'll go.
Let me
He'll
get you go. A little, let me slowly damage you, then I'm going to take off. I'm going to bury you.
So, yeah, I would like to see that fight. I think that's the fight they should probably go with next.
Yeah. I'd like it. I'd like it, I guess.
And then finally, Adesanya and Vittori.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say, because I actually hadn't seen the first one, so I watched that before the fight. And I didn't realize, because I watched it because they kept saying, that's basically how they kept narrating this, is that he was the best opponent for Adesanya. He gave him the most challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, did he though? So then I was like, my God, watch it to find out. I watched it, very impressed by that performance. I watched this and I was like, it might not look the best to most people, but I'm impressed. In my opinion, I feel like probably most people's opinion. He did a lot better than Paulo Costa. Saying that name right? Yeah. Did better than him.
He definitely did better than him.
And I would say he shows promise. Shows promise if with the right growth in the right areas.
Yeah, I think that he's the right athlete for it. He's built for it. He has the coaching for it. But he lacks kind of fight IQ himself. And he lacks, like, skill in striking level. So he's extremely disciplined. That's what I realized about him is... his discipline is incredible. His confidence is A1. Like, it's... He reminds me of Gaethje. I realized that about Vettori. He reminds me of Gaethje. He's like... Whatever you coach into him, he's gonna drill it and he's gonna do it 110%. He's gonna give you his full effort at it. No fear. He's just gonna go. And that's what I think gives him the most edge against Adesanya, is that even though he lacks so much skill and experience compared to him, his discipline to his style and to his coaches makes him, he can't be broken. Adesanya can't break through that. He can't get him to, he can't really exploit bad habits because he's very disciplined to what his coaches teach him. So it's harder to exploit him. So that's why Adesanya can never, he could only pepper him. He could never land the big shot because he could never throw him off of his game too far. Even though he was beating him and controlling him the whole time, he stayed confident in what his coaches have taught him the whole time.
I started to get the feeling that part of that was he's like, I don't think he fully respects Adesanya. He did a lot of head shakes throughout the fight of like, nah, this isn't happening. I was like, wow, I can't believe this. Maybe he's just disappointed in his performance, but I felt as if he was like, nah, I can do that. I'm performing bad, but I can, he's not going to keep treating me like this.
And right up to the very end of the fight, or right through the very end of the fight, he never put himself too far out of position. He never allowed himself to take too much. He played damage control. He took a lot of leg kicks, but he went with most of them. He never took any of them heavy. He never took any of them fully with his weight on it. He was pretty much, he played damage control the whole time. He did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't have that next level to connect, to be able to now catch him off guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's good enough to be sound within what he's doing and not get thrown off and pulled into Adesanya's game, but he has to have something to threaten with himself. You can't just be powerful. You can't just be strong, especially when you're not that strong.
I'd like to see if he'll make that development.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Another thing I'll say is, we'll see if anybody, because obviously there was some ideas to try and capitalize on what was seen from Jan's performance. So we'll see if anyone actually does, anyone who's in this same weight class as Israel, as Izzy, if they can actually use that style.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like it might have only also, like, it only worked as an additive of the fact that he's also, I'm bigger than you. This is a pretty smart game, like, game plan for you, and I'm bigger than you.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Vettori's weak.
He's not, but as a striker, he kind of is. Like, you can tell he has all that muscle, but he's not really... It's not counting much on his strikes. He's big, but it's not really making his punches harder, it doesn't look like. His punches look like they're the same strength they've been and they're always gonna be. Like,
well, he is wrestler first, isn't he?
I guess. I don't really
know. I don't know him that well, but I thought I heard him say that. And it doesn't look like he puts that much leg into his punches or anything. He's not powering with his...
They're little Ben Askren. Not gonna lie, they're just like more athletic Ben Askren.
A little bit. It sounds a little bit accurate. I'm just saying is, if we had to sum it up, that was probably the best case outcome. Because I could have seen him getting pieced up. He could have gotten his career like very much so shut down. Of like, yeah, so you know this is the end of your height.
Yeah.
Blah.
Adesanya definitely wanted to. He wanted to make it different this time than it was the first time, but it was the exact same. It was the exact same. He it's kind of his thing. It's hard to work him over. Where are we good? We're good?
We're about, what does that say? Oh, so we're about 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's hard to work him over. So he earned my respect on that now. I do realize he's tough. He's disciplined. And you can go really far with that.
Mm-hmm.
If your coaches are good enough.
Yeah.
That's what he's really going to see is how well his coaches can really get through to him. For him to fight next, I feel like it's wide open. Maybe he should fight Costa.
I'd like that.
I definitely like that.
That'd be entertaining.
Because, like, they both talk trash, but they're both bad at it. Like, they're not good enough at English to be trying to talk trash.
I'm picking Costa. If that fight happens.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a big Costa.
And for Adesanya, it's probably going to be Whitaker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to jump out in front of it, even though performances have been crazy, whatever. My performance, my prediction god status is in question.
Yeah.
They're possibly about to revoke my license. I probably have, like, this next card to try and save it. I'm going to jump out in front and try and be, like, painfully staking my, throwing my predictions out there. I'm going to say that Adesanya is going to get it again when they schedule it.
But that's not who you're cheering for.
It's not who I'm cheering for. But I want my status back. And that's also who I do think I'm like. So it's a different level. It's still a different level.
Whitaker's definitely grown, though.
He's grown.
He's better now.
But the problem standing with Whitaker, if you still, I mean, standing with Izzy, the thing that's still there is, like, whatever you bring to him, it's really a matter of can he handle it. Like, you're still struggling to get him. Whether you're getting closer, you might be kind of a better match. You might have better athleticism. It's really up to... So I'm like, all right. He's been there before. Guy like Izzy, you don't want to be comfortable. You don't want to show him something he's seen before.
I don't know. I kind of feel like because he knocked Rob off so easily the first time that he might underestimate him this time and expect him to be an easy out. And Rob probably won't be an easy out this time. And Rob has the power that if he does catch him off guard and connect, he can completely sleep Izzy.
He certainly could, but I disagree with you. Izzy's pretty smart. He's pretty smart. And when you do a guy like that, you know how much he's coming back with. And you kind of dance on him at the end, you know what he's coming back with. I don't know. I kind of don't see
him. He's completely proven that wrong time and time again since that fight. I felt that way after he lost. I felt like he was done. And he's proved it wrong against Cannonier, against Till, against Gastelum. He's shown he's getting better still.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Izzy knows Rob's going to be coming back with a vengeance because of what he did to him.
But I don't know if he can account for how much better he's gotten in that time. Oh. He's fought 3 times since the last time they fought. I don't know if he's accounting for how much experience he gained in those three against Cannonier, Till, and Gastelum.
I forgot about Cannonier.
Those were 3 striking battles that he had in a row.
It's true.
After his fight with Adesanya. So as I'm saying, his experience is on another level now. He's possibly on the same level as Adesanya now because he's had world-class experience in front of him back to back to back to back.
And what I said about Adesanya obviously has to go the same for Rob. Rob does now know he's like, okay, I've been in there with him. All right.
Yeah.
I know what was getting me last time. I know what I'm going to need to do, I need to get around, what I need to fix.
I could see that. As it gets closer, I might change, but for right now, going with Rob.
Nah. I still think Izzy's the wave, though. And I'm not saying him losing to Rob makes him not the wave, but I'm just saying I think that wave is still pretty strong, like, a little too strong for Rob. I think the wave that he's now put on while he's been away, it's still just not, I'm not seeing it. Not fully seeing it.
I really hope this one hangs in there. They say, I think he wants to fight again in October.
Ooh.
So, they should be able to hold up till October.
Okay. Okay. I'd be pretty hyped for that. I'd be hyped. Are there any other possible, like, just ones that have been in the, just been thrown, just tossed out there?
I think...
The ones that look like they might have, you know, like, might well, actually formulate a little bit.
They announced a couple, I think, like, a week or so ago, I think, since Costa's out, Costa's stepped, I guess technically he's not out because he never agreed to the fight with Cannonier, but... Now that, that fight's not happening, Gastelum agreed to fight Cannonier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting.
And he's trying to get back in there.
Yeah. That's one thing you gotta love about Gastelum. You just know that's just, that's who he is.
Both of them, have their last loss was to Whitaker.
Crazy. I did tell you that though. What's funny is I might be calling Izzy right now, but if someone can remember or if I said it on one of the past episodes, I had said, I was like, alright, he took that loss to Izzy, but Rob's gonna be same level. Whoever he faces next, he's gonna beat him. And you were kind of laughing it off because you were like, man, yeah, you can't deal with the pain of him taking this L right now. And I was like, no. Because I know Rob's still that guy. I know he's still
so one of the top dudes in that weight class. Proven me wrong, and now I feel like he can do it. But in any case, I think this is where we should wrap this episode up. This has been a... We didn't plan on it being a fight talk episode. It just kind of materialized into a fight talk episode. And it didn't start out as one.
Yeah. I think what it was is we surprised ourselves at actually keeping it together. Like, remember what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Like, bouncing back from our tangents better than... a little bit better than usual. Because so, that thing with my mansion was way... a bit drawn out.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get more personal,
yeah,
if you want to get into some more deeper topics,
yes,
go ahead and follow me on Twitter at Javon_Kamanawan.
Oh, that's where?
That's where.
Shit, I've been wondering. I forgot.
Follow us as a podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
Retweet some shit, post some shit, keep you updated on some shit.
Pretty much, yeah. You're in a way you probably didn't think of it after all the episodes you've listened to. You're kind of helping us keep it tight by following.
Yeah.
So
go ahead
and do it.
Go crazy.
It's gonna be pretty tight. The more y'all keep doing, you're like, wow, this is getting tighter. It's gonna be pretty tight.
And what about you?
Well, you want to catch me? I'm gonna be tight regardless. So you checking it out is more of a choice type thing. You can go ahead and see what I'm doing these days. Catch me on my SoundCloud where I'm dropping straight heat. So when I say see what I'm doing, I mean witness more fire.
Mm-hmm.
SoundCloud at Black Cash, BLACC_CA, dollar sign. H. And that's going to be the same for my Instagram. I went ahead and simplified that for y'all because I realized I was like, all right, at this point, let's just make it easy. So go ahead and type the same thing. And then you go, but oh, yep, that's him. Same dude. Same picture, too. It's crazy. And then be ready, because guess what? I'm doing a remix.
You're doing a remix?
You heard about this one. Or a cover, I guess you should say. A cover. I'm doing my own version of Killer.
Oh, Eminem shit.
Killer. Yeah. I heard...
with that.
I heard Corday and Harlow on it, and immediately I was like, man, I gotta hit that beat. Because I felt it. I was like, I gotta hit this.
You do. You definitely do.
And then part of me does a test. I'm not gonna go too long into this. I do a test to feel if it's right. I'd be like, yep, I have to hit it. And I started rapping. I knew it. So y'all be ready. Straight heat. What else we plugging? Is that everywhere to find us at?
I think that's it.
Kept it included. All right then. That was actually pretty tight. The outro is a little long though, so then tighten it up by letting y'all know, hey, we love y'all. Thanks for viewing, and we gonna see y'all next.